Ezer Hashem, for the 10-minute Chassidus, I wanted to share with you something beautiful from the Alter Rebbe, from the Baal HaTanya. This is in Torah or Parshas Tzav. He asks a very basic kasha. The Rebbe will be happy. We share the same Chassidus Rebbe that we also do Chassidus. We then we're being Mamshech the Aram Mesira. Okay. Zok the Alter Rebbe. Lohavin mipnei ma yomtiv to Pesachu biyoyim shenasa hanes, ma she'enke v'chanechu v'purim she'en biyoyim hamenucha. The Alter Rebbe asks, what is it about Pesach that Pesach we celebrate the nes on the day of the challenge, on the day of the tzara, the time that Klal Yisrael was b'matzav sakana, and then we went out of Mitzrayim. In contrast to the Chanukah and Purim, on Purim, what do? The day that we rested, Asher nochu v'hem ha'yehudim. What's the difference between the two? In order to answer this question, the Rebbe says that Yisod Gadol in Kabbalah and Chassidus. And this Yisod, I think, is important to internalize as it is. It's one of the most important Yisodis, from what I understand, in Chassidus. And in Kabbalah as well. And it becomes a very, very important lesson in terms of what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about and how I think this is also practical in Avodah for ourselves, in our own Avodah Hashem. Zokta Alter Rebbe. V'yuvan behektim inyin memale v'sovev. There are two concepts in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing down His light into the world. Memale, pirush, or v'chiyus hanimshach mimadrega l'madrega. We know that there are different oilamos, there are different worlds. Oilam hanishamos, v'achakach malachim, ad shenimshach b'oilam hazeh agashmi. This I can't claim to know. There's some people who learn chassidus every week, or week in, week out with gedolei chassidus. I'm still young also, so I'm younger than some of them. I'm just starting out myself. I don't know exactly what these means, but I do know what's clear. By the way, I know this first from Nefesh HaChaim. I didn't know this from Sifrei Chassidus. I learned this from Nefesh HaChaim. And that is that there are different spheres. There are different worlds. Sharei noda she'olam hazeh mikabel misarim v'asarim mikabel min hamalachim. And there are different worlds that almost like a visualize water that's going into one receptacle, and then goes to another receptacle, and to another receptacle. So Shefa comes from higher places, going through different worlds, also going through different angels. Avol Hasovev, that's Mimale, that the upper world fill up with goodness, and then they trickle down into our world. Avol Hasovev hu bechinas or v'achayus, she'eino nimshach hayadei hadrogam izeh lezeh, elekulam ke'echad. But then there's another power of light that doesn't go through what's referred to as a shalshelas. Doesn't go through a shalshelas, but rather immediately enters all olamos simultaneously. The Rebbe's ma'arich on this. We're going to leave that part out. And he says the same thing we see in the olam hamoadim. These two bechinas, the bechina of mimale, versus the bechina of a soivev, is the difference between Purim and Chanukah on the one hand and Pesach on the other. V'hine bePesach k'siv uPasach Hashem al Pesach. Pirusha yaneis al yidei hiskailus ha'ora bebechinas dilub. In contrast to the memale phenomenon, Pesach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumps. V'hainu bechinas soivev kol am almin. That Kodesh Baruch Hu, through this bechina of Saivev, immediately injects or into all the worlds. K'may shekasa v'avarti ani v'loy malach. That's the bechina and the difference between malach. Malach also is bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You know, in general, in Kabbalah and in physics, lahavdil, you have a phenomenon. Everything stems from God. So how do you differentiate between the two? Right? A malach is also a hemshech of kutcha brichu. And the answer is, It's the physics, the metaphysics, that is the difference between the two. The malach is the shalsheles. That's the bechina of the memale. Ani v'loi malach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with bechina soivev. Kisham hayirak shlichus belvad l'davar muchan. Masha'en kein b'mitzrayim makas b'choyres. So the Rebbe goes on to differentiate between the two. When it comes to Purim and Chanukah, there the Nisim were Baderech HaShalsheles. And ultimately, then when do you celebrate the Nes? You celebrate after the Shalsheles is done. Hayom Mashenachu Vahem HaYehudim. After the Shalsheles is complete. Pesach is something absolutely awesome. Pesach is a combination of everything b'pchina soveh. Anything can happen instantaneously. Chatzos, at that moment, everything happens, everything turns. B'pchina soveh, not b'pchina sishtalshulus. And here the Rebbe is doiche, other svarmak doishim. Avol nes de Pesach shoyal yidei gila b'pchina soveh kol amim, she'eino b'pchina hischalkus, Umeir lo'ula kulam ke'echad, it happens as once. Al-kein yachol liyo shnei dvarim elu b'nose echad. Then it's possible, because it happens at once, for two opposite things to happen simultaneously. Nigof l'mitzrayim, v'skayus kedusha li'Yisrael. In contrast to Chanukah and Pesach, where it happens to Ishtalshulos, here it happens at one moment. Makas b'choros and v'skayus kedusha li'Yisrael. Achamru halal, and he's doches svarim. I said, "Umashe kosu besvarim shezel yekoydim chatzais shezel achar chatzais einoy." It's not correct. El hakol hoye bisman echad. Totally different bechina. The bechina of soivev. The bechina of soivev says that there are times that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't work through a gradual process, a process of ishtalshulus, but Kadosh Baruch Hu bechina soivev could make something happen instantaneously. And even conflicting things. The Rebbe Zichrona Livracha, Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichrona Livracha, added to this maimer. And now we're going to get practical of what our Avodah is for Pesach. The Rebbe pointed out that Avodah Hashem also has these two things. There are times in Avodah Hashem that a person goes through a shkalshulus, and there are times in Avodas Hashem that it's possible through unique kochos of Oros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that one could be internalized things that normally seem to be conflicting things. Chanukah and Purim didn't happen in a conflicting manner. There was a Melchama, there's a Nitzachon, there's Asher Nachu Vahem. Pesach, because it's B'pchina Soivev, exists and expresses in a totally different type of way. The Rebbe gives a great example. In Avodas Hashem, one of the two most important klalim are Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem are almost conflicting emotions. But a Yid who's on a very, very high madrega, we're going to talk about how to get up to that madrega in a moment, a Yid who's on that high madrega could actually live both simultaneously. How? The only way a person does that is he has this bechina of Orva Soivev. If it's a shtalshulus, then he could go from Yiras Hashem to Avas Hashem, back from Avas Hashem to Yiras Hashem. But a person who lives in a bechina that's lamala than that, above that, obviously, that's a real darga, because of the koyach hasoivev that's put into the neshama, a person could actually live simultaneously with Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Says the Rebbe, Mitzrayim, they do an amazing job here, the Chasidus Muvoaros, they quote this from the Rebbe's Sichus on Chanukah, ironically. The Rebbe Zichrona Livracha, I always quip with emphasis on Zichrona Livracha, the Rebbe Zichrona Livracha said that this is the Koach of Pesach. Mitzrayim, the shorish of it, is Meitzar, is boundaries. In the world of Ishtaushalus, there are boundaries. There's one Olam, there's another Olam, then there's another Olam. In the world of Sovev, so that's above that. Yitzias Mitzrayim is a person going beyond his own boundaries, his own Kochas HaTvoim. And the Avoda of Pesach is a person can make an awesome leap. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that leap, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that diluk. Pirush, we read from the Alter Rebbe, Shoyanes Alidei Iskailus Harub Chinas Diluk. We also have that opportunity to jump Madregas, to go out of our own Mitzarim, our own limitations. And in the rational world, it could be Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem are almost conflicting type of things. And in the rational world, there are some things that are conflicting in terms of Madregas and Ruchnias. But if a person locks into the koyach of Pesach, the koyach of Soivev, he can actually be medalik. He could live simultaneously two different things. He could live simcha of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Tsar Shibud Mitzrayim at the same time. He could live Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem at the same time. And he could also defy his own gravity. He could reach Madregas that he didn't think or know that he could reach beforehand. That's Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rabosai, two messages. Number one, this is a zman where a person could be yotza migidra. This is a zman where a person could break all boundaries. That's what Klal Yisrael did. That's what Yitzias Mitzrayim of going to Avdus L'Chavrus was. And so it could still be for us. Talmidim who know me, maybe I put on a different hat, or a different shtreimel, or however you want to describe it. When I talk Musar, I talk about the idea they have to go from step to step to step to step. And that's true, and I'm going to develop it in a moment. But every once in a while, there's an opportunity, an awesome opportunity, where a person could go, mimei tzarav, from the boundaries that hold him in, and he could make awesome leaps. And every person needs to make a cheshbon nefesh. Where is gravity holding them down in a way that it doesn't have to? That they have the ability to defy it. That's number one. Number two, I have to balance this beautiful chassidus with a little bit of rationality and point out the Rebbe's point is so beautiful because what follows after Pesach is what? The spheres. The spheres of Sfiras Ha'imer, which corresponds to every one of the seven spheres. And there we go, midarga ladarga. There we go, step to step for Kabbalah Satayra. So there's a process that we're going to go. Of course, someone who's going to leap, he leaps off of a cliff. So there are opportunities. But he could also crash, chas v'chalila, right? So the way in which we balance is a person leaps. And then he leaps into the process of Sfiras Ha'omer. Then he reaches high Madregas, but to be sure that those Madregas he's going to maintain, he begins to go and develop Misfira L'Sfira from step to step. So now's the first part. Now comes the leap. You have a week to do it. You have a week for a person to say, what are my Mitzarim? And what are the things that I can leap out of? After you do that, that's not enough. I want to add to what the Alter Rebbe is saying and what the Rebbe Zecharin Levracha is saying. Then you have the next step towards Kabbalah Satayra. You're not ready yet to be Mekabbalah Satayra. Then you begin to need, then you go through the process of Sfira Michol Yoyim V'Yoyim. Then there's a Sfira Sayoyim, there's a Sfira Sashavua that we'll talk about in another 10 minute Chassidus. But Be'ezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us Siyata D'Shmaya. That this is a tremendous, tremendous opportunity to lock into the Koyach HaSoyvev. And that Koyach HaSoyvev doesn't really exist most of the time in the year. That ha'ora, that light in Avodas Hashem, is dafka zman of Pesach. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the koyach adiluk, just like he put into the world this koyach adiluk. When he was Pasach al Bote Yisrael, he gave us this koyach adiluk as well. And with that, we'll be Ezer Hashem bizoicha to tap into the beautiful, amazing koyach hasoivev, and then bizoicha to be mitzdarif that with the koyach ishtalshulus towards Kabbalah Satayah.